This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
As we enter the last month of 2021, it's worth reflecting on the last 2 years of the pandemic and lockdowns. We were told by medical experts and politicians that we had to set aside many of our constitutional rights to keep people safe. And we were assured that this sacrifice of our freedoms is only temporary. But are we setting a precedent? Who would have predicted that a virus would become the justification for some governors and mayors to lay siege to our civil liberties? If I told you 2 years ago that political leaders would close church services and huge sectors of our society, would you have believed it? Even many of the most dedicated preppers would have had difficulty believing it. A retired UK Supreme Court justice explained his concern. He said the real problem is that when human societies lose their freedom, it's not usually because tyrants have taken it away. It's usually because people willingly surrender their freedom in return for protection against some external threat, and that threat is usually a real threat, but usually exaggerated. Now, the other side of that equation is also disturbing. Not only do citizens willingly give up their freedoms, but governments are traditionally reluctant to give up power that they have been granted to them during the crisis. Once we give government leaders power, they find it hard to return to the previous status quo. Some of the worst threats to freedom can be seen in other countries where government leaders implement the most draconian of rules and regulations. America's dedication to limited government and federalism have provided some protection against such action, but the precedent has been set. That's why we need to be ever more vigilant and make good choices in the 2022 elections. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.